valley and plains. Be not over-weary, but weary enough. 2 weeks later, the emperor's tent was pitched at the forest's edge within sight of the royal castle. Its owner sat silent, watching the legions make camp. Only when all the commanders had arrived did he speak. The first question is, where are the Carls and their allies? Vija? The scout commander bowed, thought a moment. Coming south, their army was growing, maybe levies coming in. 5,000 heavies, it could have been more. 200-300 cats, 1,000 of the damn mounted archers. A lot of them fell back up the valley, too narrow to count numbers. The king's banner went the same way. Nobody is left outside the walls, so they must all be inside, castle or city. I have a better count of what was left on the plain. We had room to see them. A few hundred heavies, a few hundred cats, more order. Not much of an army. Our cavalry pushed, they fell back. Garth? I left the camp at the valley mouth yesterday morning. Legion commanders there say all they've seen are a few cats. Cavalry want to deal with them, catch any levies still coming in. A tall man, sitting in the rear of the tent, looked up, spoke. The king is in the castle. You can see his flag from here. The provinces won't be happy to assemble, go into battle without him. Lords aren't all the best of friends. Anyone else? Nobody responded. The emperor summed up. Our best guess is that Harald has a few hundred cats, a few hundred heavies, 1,000 mounted archers out on the plains. The king in the castle and whoever's commanding in the city have 4,000 or 5,000 dismounted cavalry between them, 1,000 order archers, maybe more. It won't be easy, but we should be able to deal with them. The tall man spoke again. Eston has a few hundred trained crossbowmen, more archers, lots of militia, numbers, not much armor or training. The mayor and the city guard captain in command. Castle garrison. James is young, doesn't know much, but he might listen to his captains. He fell silent. The emperor nodded, continued. We have 2 sieges to run. Third, your senior, in charge of this one. 20th, the city is your problem. Take a look at cutting their water. Both of you report to me, messages daily if I'm at the other siege. Garth, you and Vija start back today for the valley mouth. If I had time, I'd talk to Justin myself, but it's a day's ride and more. Here's what I want you to tell him. Our best guess is that Harald doesn't have much of an army out on the plains. A few hundred cats, less than 1,000 heavies, a few more coming in if our friend is wrong about the provinces. Maybe 1,000 mounted archers, probably less. There are a lot more cats on the far side of the mountains. That's why Villa has scouts halfway across the plain. We might lose a few, but leatherbacks outrun cats. My guess is the Vales fought a hard campaign their side of the mountains this spring, sent Harald and a few hundred men, and that's probably it. If he asks for more and they don't come, there's not a damn thing he can do about it. My best guess is he isn't getting much more. Best guess, our cavalry outnumber him 4-1, maybe more. When the cavalry commanders hear that, they might decide it's their chance for glory. Justin's senior in the Western Force. He's a day's ride from here. I can't hold his hand. Tell him from me, our best guess is still a guess. In 20 years, we've made a lot of wrong guesses. If he smashes the Carl cavalry out on the plains, we still have to win here. If he loses our cavalry trying, we have a problem. Not a good time to take chances, not a good commander to take them against. If he has to fight, he should use cavalry and legions both. If our guesses are wrong, Harald might have more cavalry than we do. Questions? Garth thought a moment. Your Majesty's best guess is that Harald has only a small army, but Justin is not to risk his force on that, or let the cavalry commanders risk theirs. If it comes to a fight, He is to use both his legions and the cavalry together. Correct. Go tell him. I know you can ride and shoot. If I point out that you don't have a war coat, you'll borrow a lamella each off 200 casts to make one with, and one of them will get an arrow through the hole. Asbjorn looked at his grandfather with suspicion. But you are not trained to fight as part of a decade. Learning in the middle of a battle can get other people killed. Besides, putting you in the line would be a waste, more useful doing other things. Such as? Playing beggar boy in the Imperial camp and bringing me account of what I was fighting. And no, I don't need you to do that again just now. I know what they have. Scouting still to be done, some of it on foot. Messages to carry, maybe help steal some horses in a day or two. Speaking of which, I have to find an uncle of yours. Harald gave Asbjorn a brief hug, set off through the encampment. Halfway to where he had left the mare, he saw Stephen, stopped a moment to talk. Off to find some friends, back tomorrow. One thing like you to deal with. Message to Ragnar, hills north of Esten Valley. Last little valley east, Newt knows where. Fourth setting up from the main road. Can't find Ragnar? Find John, his mother. First setting up, they can pass it on. Tell Ragnar to signal our friends east of him. He knows. Shut the gates. Rest of it as we planned. Have someone can get over the hills? The Esten Valley is crowded just now. I can find someone to send. Ragnar in the fourth setting up, Red Rock Creek. Tell him to signal east. Harald nodded. Almost as soon as Harald was out of sight, Stephen noticed another familiar face, stopped a moment. Lord Stephen? Grandfather doesn't want me in the line. Said I could carry messages. Don't suppose... Stephen sent him off yesterday with my message. Asbjorn, Hen, John, all in one little valley in sight of an enemy army. We have a problem. Carla considered the matter briefly. So does the Emperor. There is that. Good boys. Not exactly cautious. She looked at her father, responded more to tone than words. Might be something I can do.